Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA graduate in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. Lawlessness. This was the headline of an article published in the Barbados Advocate on this day, July 20th, 1951. The editorial highlighted an upsurge of crime in Barbados, indicating that there had been, quote, a series of acts of violence committed against peaceful citizens, the beginning of a wave of lawlessness, end quote. The paper exposed what had been a week of violence in the city, stating that men on their way home had been molested and beaten on two occasions during the week. This followed an attack on a bank manager that later resulted in the conviction of his assailant. Additionally, a man had been admitted to the general hospital after he was discovered by the police in the wee hours of that Wednesday morning, wounded from a severe beating. That same night, said the publication, an employee of the Advocate had been attacked and beaten in the city as well, although it had been a bright moonlit night. The article further asserted, quote, other people have been molested and injured on previous occasions within recent months, and their assailants remain unknown, end quote. The author therefore concluded that these were acts of lawlessness, as none of the victims had been robbed of their possessions. Blame was cast on youngsters who, according to the publication, seemed to be practicing what they had viewed on television. The article also revealed that previous attempts by the newspaper to draw the public's attention to this situation had been countered with a warning from the government, quote, not to stir up a scare and commit a public nuisance by publishing unfounded news, end quote. However, the author argued that rather than compromise the reputation of Barbados, such exposure would not only, quote, put the would-be attackers on the spot, end quote, but would warn citizens of potential attacks. Thus, the article posited that the government's attitude would, quote, only serve to cloak these isolated acts until they grow in prevalence and violence as in Trinidad, end quote. The article also warned the public not to provide opportunities for the attackers, and that if they saw something suspicious, they should say something to the police, as the burgeoning menace could only be mitigated through the public's cooperation. So, on this day, July 20th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published an article on the increase of lawlessness on the streets of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.